Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Hey there, I'm back. Okay, so let's do this. I have a little bit more that I have to get to on annuities, and I don't want to give you the impression that I'm going to be doing a show every day on annuities. I've done a couple of them here recently. There's just a lot of questions that people have about annuities, and I wrote a whole chapter in my book and talked about it, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. And in fact, I've got a booklet. If you call my office, I'll get you and I can send it to you. But so let me talk a little bit about annuities, because here are some other things that people, and this is actually one of the ones that people have, I think, where some of the people have a question. I've talked on previous shows about the different types of annuities. If you missed that, go into my archives and you can get that right on my website. Go to davidholland.com. Or go to realmoneyradio.com and you can go right in and listen to those other shows. All right, so here's one that is a very common question, and it's, even if it's not asked, it's a question. And the question is, how are advisors paid for selling or recommending annuities? Good question, right? Because, you know, every type of financial product or service, there is some sort of compensation for the advisor. So the short answer is insurance agents get between 3 and 7% commission. That's the fee that's paid to them by the insurance company on most annuities. Now, likewise, or to be fair, you know, always everything's always compared to what, right? Likewise, brokers who are selling A and B share mutual funds will get 4 to 5% of that sale. Now, the exact percentage is going to depend on the amount of the sale, and there's some calculations, but that's a comparison. And then for some additional comparison or perspective, also keep in mind that realtors get between 5 to 7% for selling houses. At least that's what I've seen. So, you know, the commission that an insurance agent receives is pretty much in line with a lot of the other stuff that is where the company pays for distribution, because that's what's really going on here. A lot of products have a commission or fee built into them by the company who manufactures the product. So an insurance company really is a manufacturer of annuities, just like a General Motors is a manufacturer of cars. They pay the dealerships to sell those cars for them and pay them, for lack of a better word, a commission. I mean, that's really what it is. So, okay, so let me move on. How do I know, this is really a good question, how do I know my advisor is recommending the best annuity? Ah, now that's a good question. Well, here's what I would recommend. Ask if he or she is an employee of an insurance company, and also ask how many insurance companies they can use. And then ask them to walk you through their selection process for the annuity. So if somebody's recommending an annuity to you, maybe it's right for you, maybe it's not. First question is, do they work for an insurance company? If the insurance company pays their light bill, provides their secretary, pays the rent, which annuity do you think they're going to recommend? That's pretty simple, right? It's going to be the company they work for. Now, is that the best product for you? It could be, but there are hundreds and hundreds of choices, and that may or may not be the best choice. And the other thing is, how many choices do they have available? Maybe they don't work for the company, but they only work with one company. How many companies are available? Is there more than one type of annuity available, or do they only work with one particular type? If so, why? There's nothing wrong with that. You just need to understand. Here's my other one, I'm kind of easing into kind of the theme I wanted to get to today with regard to annuities, and that is there's a lot of propaganda, so I'll get to that in just a second. The next question is, aren't annuities complicated? And the answer is they can be. Some of them are very simple and straightforward. Some of them are very complicated. I've seen also with that being complicated, also they could be more expensive. For example, I've had people come in who have a variable annuity, and their variable annuity has the ones that these people have come in, and they've been very complicated. They've got a lot of moving parts. They've got a lot of extra features or riders built onto them that drive up the complexity and also make them very expensive, where somebody might be paying 4 or 5% a year and they don't even know it. So I will say that some are more complicated than others. And I'll also say that, kind of tongue-in-cheek here, cars are complicated, but you still drive one. So it's complexity in and of itself is not a bad thing. Complexity is a bad thing when it leads to lack of understanding, meaning that the advisor is not explaining the product to you before you decide to put your money into it, no different than buying a car or whatever it is. And it's just important to have a clear, plain English understanding of how these things work. And, you know, if I made a call on this program and said, for the first X number of people to come in my office with a variable annuity contract, and I gave them X amount per person to be here in my office at noon, and I had those 100 people come in, I'm not going to do this, but if I did, and they came in here, and I were to quiz them about their annuities, I'll bet you I would have 90% fail rate, because these annuities, especially the variable annuity, can be complicated and people simply don't understand them. Now, perhaps they understand them at the time they get them, but they just do. It doesn't stick with them, and it's just some of these are very complicated. So what I'm going to say is that be careful to understand what it is you've got, and if you don't understand it, if you think you'd be in my 90% hypothetical population, then you take another look at it. Get a second opinion. All right. What if, here's another good question. What if my broker says that annuities are bad? Or what if my advisor? Or what if my whatever says that, what if my brother-in-law says annuities are bad? Well, you know, it's a little harsh to put it'd be like lumping all doctors into a big bucket and saying all doctors are bad, or that all chiropractors are bad, or that all plastic surgeons are bad. I'm not picking on doctors, but it's just an easy example. You know, I did ask this question on another show of a gentleman that came on to talk about gold. And I asked him a question about why does it seem like there, you know, all the people that pitch gold is just really always doom and gloom. And his answer was, well, that's how some of them do it. So don't lump all annuities into one big bad bucket. There are some that are good and there are some that are bad. There's some insurance companies I don't think that are the best choice. I don't trust them. Just am not comfortable. I don't think that they are a good fit for a lot of situations. I think there are some annuities that the particular type is not good or don't fit the situations, at least that I deal with. So if somebody says, especially a financial person, if they categorically say anything is bad, not just annuities, they say a mutual fund is bad or life insurance is a bad deal or whatever it is, then the next question, there's actually two questions you've got to ask, because otherwise it's just a pot shot. Okay, so here are the two questions. Number one, is the advisor licensed to recommend or sell whatever it is they're bashing? You know, that'll tell you a lot. They say, well, no, I can't do that. I don't. Well, why? Maybe they bash it because they're not allowed to do it. And then the second is, does their employer allow them to recommend it? You know, if they work for a brokerage firm and that brokerage firm says you're not allowed to recommend X, Y, and Z, then they may not say the nicest things about it. When it comes to financial services, it's just not something that is always clear. If you go into a car dealership, and I'll just give you, I'm not picking on anyone in particular, but this is just an easy example. Let's say you go into the Toyota dealership and you say, you know, I'm thinking of buying a Chevy. What do you think? Well, they're probably not going to say that's a great idea. Okay. And if you reverse it, same thing. We all know that when we buy a car or we're going to buy something else, a motorcycle or whatever. But with financial services, that is not always clear. So now, I'm going to tell you why that is right after this break. Stay right there.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And welcome back. So what's all the fuss about? Why all the tumult? Well, there's a financial service war going on. There's a full-scale war raging right now on American soil, and the war goes usually unnoticed by the general public, and the war is between the investment guys and the insurance guys, between the securities industry and the insurance industry. What's it all about? Well, it's all about your money. That's what. When I was writing my book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and this one chapter on annuities, I did some research, and back when I did it, this is a little dated, but it's still a good number. Back for the numbers I had were for 2011, and about $340 billion goes into mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. At least it did in 2010. And then I also got numbers for annuities. Similar period, it was about $216 billion that went into annuities for the same period. So while money moves around all the time between mutual funds and stocks and bonds and money market accounts, you know, about $550 billion is what's at stake. So on one side, you have the securities industry pulling on that money. And then you have on the other side, the insurance industry yanking and jerking on that big pile of money. And so it's really a fight over your money. And it's only going to get worse because baby boomers are coming. Again, those folks that are between born between 1946 and 1964, 10,000 of them will retire every day for the next 20 years. So everybody's trying to, all the financial folks are trying to wiggle around and get their place down by the river and pan for baby boomer gold. That's what they want to do. Now, here's my perspective. I've been doing financial work, or I've been at least watching this whole thing unfold since about 1992. So you can do the math. That's over 20 years. And my opinion is that, you know, a lot of this is all about the baby boomers. It's also about, you know, the fact that with the market having, during the first decade of the new millennium, we see what people call the most recent lost decade, where basically the market went down in 2000, 2001, 2002, came back up from 2003 to 2007, fell again in 2008, and has been rising for the most part since then, with a correction back in 11. So with all that happening, people started looking at alternatives that were safer than having a stock portfolio. Therefore, they started looking at some of the different types of annuities that offer that safety. So that is where, and by the way, I'd give you the number on the baby boomers, 76 million baby boomers were born between 1946 and 1964. So those are some big numbers. So that's why this is all, you know, a big tussle. And, you know, the other thing is that you always have to keep in mind that there's a lot of bias in the financial services industry. If you go to somebody that only offers one product, well, then that's what they're going to recommend because that's their game. And it's not just with product. You know, if you go to somebody, let's be very fair here, and I'm getting on my pulpit a little bit today. If you go to somebody that strictly does fee-based management only, all they do is manage money for a fee, then that's what you're going to get if you work with them. So they have a bias. They are partial and have chosen to do business that way. That doesn't make it high and mighty and everything else some form of evil. It's just that's how they do it. So there's a lot of different business models available of how advisors work. Some work with financial products, some don't. Some do manage money for a fee. Some do planning. You know, you just want to understand how they do what they do. And that's why I wrote the book, How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams, which is also where I did a lot of study about how different advisors work. That's all available on my website, thedavidholland.com. And if you've got questions, you want me to answer a question about an annuity, I've talked about it enough on these last couple of shows, but I'd be more than happy to get your questions in now and then. Info at davidholland.com. info@davidholland.com. Send me your email. I won't share your personal information. I'll just use your first name because I'll talk to you just like I'm talking now, and I'll tell you what I see or what I can help you with your question. If it's something that really is a individualized question, well, then we'll have to address it separately. So there you are. That is your conversation about or discussion of annuities. Thank you for being with me, and I hope you'll join me for another program.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.